This is Awesome Etiquette from the Infinite Guest Podcast Network and presented by VPR. I'm Lizzie Post.
And I'm Daniel Post-Senning from the Emily Post Institute. Each week at this time, we answer your questions about modern etiquette, like this one.
Hi, Lizzie and Dan. I work in a small office with 9 other people. Since everyone is often in everyone else's business, that's the nicest way I can put it, and we often work long hours together, I really value my hour lunch break. I often use the time to work out, run errands, or just get out of the office and have some me time. Several coworkers take my leaving the office personally, and one is even trying to implement mandatory staff lunch get-togethers. When we have staff lunches, it just feels like an extra hour of work with no break during the day. I've told my coworkers that I need the time to get my personal business done, but that seems to fall on deaf ears. How do I explain to my coworkers it's not personal and my alone time at lunch is needed for my own sanity and to be a better team player during the rest of the day? Sincerely, Becca.
Oh, Becca, I really sympathize with your situation.
Me too.
I have, like you, felt the need to really carve out that alone time and that space in life. And at the same time, when I am presenting and talking about business etiquette, I oftentimes talk about exactly what your coworker is talking about, the importance of making time to get to know your coworkers socially. I often find myself advising people to attend that holiday get-together or gathering at the end of the year, or to accept that invitation to the summer barbecue at the boss's house, even if it feels like you're giving up a portion of your 4th of July weekend to go spend with your work colleagues, that it's an opportunity to build and grow those relationships in different ways, and you never know how that's going to end up reaping rewards later on.
Can I toss an idea out there?
Please.
I want to respect the fact, too, that workers legally do have breaks, and they legally do have time off during the workday, and that I don't think you should feel like you have to be friends with everyone, but this is a small company. This is 9 people. I think if you already had plans on that 4th of July weekend, or you always spent, by all means, family and social, your own personal social life come first. But I do think that the idea is try to find ways to connect. And maybe you can find ways in your own way to connect. But those small things of just asking how somebody's doing, commenting on, oh, I didn't realize you watched that show, too. That's so cool. I do as well. Little teeny tiny chit chat. It can go towards building this so that when you take your hour at lunch break for yourself, you don't have to worry about people judging you for doing it. I know that sounds weird. They shouldn't judge you anyway, but they are, apparently. Yeah. That's what you're feeling.
No, and balancing those things can be tricky. I think you've really laid the groundwork well here. You've already talked to your coworkers about how you need this time and space just for your own mental clarity. A compromise that we reached at the Emily Post Institute was that we had a staff lunch once a week. If you can make your participation that lunch, if you can talk about agreeing to be part of that and introduce the idea that there's a real effort made to keep that lunch a social occasion.
For Becca, I think the best thing that you can do is go to HR, go to the manager who would be kind of implementing this type of thing and say, listen, I completely understand this and I'm all for us getting to know each other better, bond a little better. I think it's a good thing. But I would love to suggest that it be once a month or every other week. And I think that any manager or something, when you come and say something positive about it and then offer a suggestion that would help make it be something you can really participate in, I think they'll see you're coming from a good place and a place of wanting to join.
You've got your sample script in the last sentence of your question, which is that as you've talked to your coworkers before, you've said that this alone time is needed for your own sanity, but also to be a better team player during the rest of the day.
Good
and I
language.
Think keep the emphasis on that you're committed to this work, you're committed to being a good coworker, and this is how you need to take care of yourself to do that really well. Thank you for your question, Becca. We really appreciate it, and we wish you the best of luck moving forward negotiating this potentially tricky situation.
You can listen to our full-length weekly podcast anytime. Search Awesome Etiquette on your podcast app.
Awesome Etiquette is recorded at Vermont Public Radio and produced by Infinite Guest.